Explode and Head movie time.
Yeah, with, I understand. With
this sort of stuff.
I totally understand. Yeah?
Oh, because Gary is in the studio, GAC.
I is here.
Hello.
That's him. That's him. And
I can lump it. That is me.
Yes, absolutely. So, what do you got coming up for us?
In light of recent news, we're going to have a little bit of profile on John Barry, the composer behind the James Bond films.
Ah, yes.
He had a heart attack yesterday and died.
What? So wait, the guy that did
wait, let me join in on this. Let me join in.
All right, we're going to harmonize. Ready?
I can do a pretty good trumpet version of that right now. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to go home and play GoldenEye. That's what I'm going to be doing. Yeah. Anyhow, it is 7:30, and it is time for Explode and Head Movies, and stay tuned after that for the Jazz Show. Sorry, Dan Megan, and sorry, Shane Coisen, for who I didn't know. I didn't watch the Olympics. I had no idea about this fella and his spoken word stuff, but we interrupted that right now, and we didn't get around to the Bright Eyes.
And I'm going to interrupt you right now and just remind everybody to come here on Wednesday at 6 to tune in on Wednesday at 6 to hear the Discord Show, where I'll be hosting with
right.
Spencer.
That's right, and I'll be there to promote my show.
I'm just going to interrupt all of y'all now. And
Yeah.
It's his show.
Oh, lovely.
Right, stay tuned. Exploding Head Movies is up next. CITR Vancouver.
This just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.
Hanging on the back of my door. Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we were lovers. Now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Oh, 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 'cause it's cold outside.
And there with a voice that some of us recall from the 80s and 90s. There's Robert Smith there, backed by Crystal Castles, and That's Not In Love, which appears on a single that came out easily as a little MP3 on the record label. Just to subtract all the vowels from record label. It's the record label. About the word. RCRD space LBL. And yeah, the original version of Not In Love appeared as an instrumental track on Crystal Castles' second self-titled album, which came out last year. But having Robert Smith on that greatly improves that song. So go find that if you can. So you are listening now to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies. Here's your cinematically inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's respectful community radio station. And yeah, you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'm here with you till 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Now, if you are sort of a late-night person, an owl of sorts, if you tune in Friday night, Saturday morning, I went till about 6:30 a.m., filling in primarily for the industrial show Vampire's Ball. And during that show, I decided to spotlight one of the five Oscar-nominated scores. And that's what I was mentioning last week. That would have been Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's music for The Social Network. So if you want to catch that segment, that show's been split into three podcasts. Yes, just go to the website. Or if you have everything lined up in iTunes, you'll see that as episode 51 of anything else, along with the two industrial noisy fill-in shows. And yeah, so if you wanted to check out that, I might could just play it during the regular slot, maybe on a different show and whatnot. But if in case you've heard the news, I basically had to junk half my show because, yeah, unfortunately, the James Bond composer, John Barry, had a heart attack and died last night in his home in Long Island at the age of 77. So we're going to focus on not necessarily the James Bond film, so we're going to focus on at least another spy film that he did. But we'll look at two of those less high-profile scores that he's done. And then we'll listen to, first off, the Ypres file, then The Chase, and then we'll have a profile on the last score that he did with 2002's Enigma. But then we're going to have the second of our Oscar-nominated scores, and that'll be Hans Zimmer's score for Christopher Nolan's brainy blockbuster Inception. So, but we'll kick off this, a couple things here, at the very least, since I need to make the Canadian music play out here. But of course, we're going to hop over to a little bit of Germany with ties to the UK. So Disco Dean, it's a two-person project featuring Pulisky and Pental. And they've released an album right now. They're signed to DFA. But the impressive thing right now is they managed to get Jarvis Cocker from Pulp. He's been a solo act as late, but they managed to rope in him for a single through DFA that came out last year on a 12-inch. And if we're talking Pulp, they are reuniting ever so briefly, and they're going to tackle a couple of their vintage albums. Most of their shows right now for the reunion tour are set up for the summer in Europe. So obviously one of the festivals in England, maybe they'll hit you know, Denmark, France, Germany, all these highlights. Hope they can come here. I haven't actually been able to confirm a list. There's a lot of speculation about whether they'll be coming over. They might be, you know, they could easily do like Coachella or something like that, but no word yet. But anyways, from last year's Synchronized single, this is going to be the radio mix, Disco Dean with Jarvis Cocker. Synchronize. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM presents the 24th annual Bob Marley birthday celebration, Wednesday, February the 9th. The venue, 881 Granville Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. Featuring Mostly Marley Band, Natural Flavor Band, OSC, Wasowa, with MC Louis Sutherland. Advance tickets at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat. Live broadcast by CITR 101.9 FM. Can't miss it.
from Vancouver. That was the Cosmetics, although MySpace says they're in Portland now, but at the very least, I believe they came from here. That was Black Leather Gloves. That is the remake by Premier Rang. And you can find that on the Silk Daggers single released through Captured Tracks last year. And before that, before the little Bob Marley announcement there, we had Chromeo, and that was the Duck Sauce remix of Hot Mess, which you can easily pick up as an MP3. MP3s, I always say easily, because realistically, they're just floating around everywhere. You just pick at them, just, you know, they're like, I don't know, apples just floating in the sky. You just pick and bite them. That would be a bad metaphor that you'd pass on to anyone. So, yes, Chromeo, of course, the guys are from Montreal. And the connection to Duck Sauce is that one of the guys in Chromeo, A-Track, who is part of Duck Sauce along with Armin Van Helen, they're brothers. And realistically, I think A-Track's the one who runs the label as well, too. So, yeah, you can find that online. And then we started off with Disco Dean. So, like, Disco D-E-I-N-E, and that was Synchronize, featuring the vocal work of Jarvis Cocker from Pulp. Here's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And, yes, it is a sad time now that we have to actually discuss the recent passing of John Barry, born in Yorkshire in 1933. The son of a cinema projector. So his father used to screen films all the time in the 30s, 40s, 50s. And that piqued John Barry's musical interests. Started off as a classical pianist, learned how to play the trumpet. And he became a musician, formed a band called the John Barry Seven in the 50s. And did some hit records, some great musical bits that appeared on the BBC. Instrumental versions of big hits by The Ventures and whatnot, and some work appeared on The Magnificent Seven, and the first soundtrack that John Barry worked on was for the BBC television series Drumbeat, and eventually in 1960 he came out for this first film called Beat Girl. Now, I had hoped to collect all this, but unfortunately since he passed away last night, I have yet to actually assemble all this. So one thing I was thinking about doing is I'm going to focus on the Oscars for the next few weeks anyways, and then once March rolls along, I'm going to save up for a big sort of John Barry, let's call it a wake, a tribute, we'll have a rousing thing. I'll dig out as many James Bond soundtracks, some of this older stuff as well, too. Things like Beat Girl and Born Free, which he won an Oscar for, and Dances with Wolves. He won 5 Oscars altogether. But right now we're going to actually pick up from a vinyl I scored in the past year or so. And this is one of those films that you get, it's really hard to find on DVD. I remember going to Happy Bats and Black Dog and all that, and The Ipcress Files from 1965. It's a Michael Caine film, part of a series involving the Palmer spy character, just a bit more of a rougher version of James Bond himself. And the soundtrack itself came in 1965 through Decca, and it features some wonderful, plucked strings, a little bit of harpsichord and whatnot that way. So let's listen to a few cues off the vinyl, and then I have a couple other things lined up here on the magical device that plugs into here. So, from the Ipcress File soundtrack, this is John Barry with the main title.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
From the 1965 soundtrack to the Ipcris Fall, we heard John Barry there. We start off with the main title, then Meeting with Grant B. and Fight. Then after Peter Mansbridge announced the name of the station, we had the Death of Carswell, Goodbye Harry, and that little denouement there with Mind Games. And the connection between Michael Caine and John Barry, Michael Caine being the star, Harry Palmer in the Ipcris Fall, they were flatmates for a while time in the super hip area of Cadogan Square. And the interesting thing about John Barry was that as composers go, he was basically exploring two worlds because he was always on the classical side, definitely with the strings and whatnot, but he had a brassy, poppy side. His roots were in jazz and other sort of lounge R&B, but honestly, with the brass section, he sort of comes out with it. It's very ostentatious, and, you know, by the time that the producers of Dr. No found him, they're in the midst of dealing with a problem in that the theme that was written to them by Monty Norman, they were sort of dissatisfied, but Barry was hired on, and then he basically managed to take that and assemble it into the James Bond theme that we know. Although the credit of who actually wrote what at this point, and it's been a fight for ages with lawsuits on both sides and estates fighting for what's going on here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and we're having a little bit of a John Barry profile here tonight. Unplanned, but then again, when someone passes away, that's not necessarily planned. I mean, you always, I guess we're always delaying the inevitable in many ways, but still, this came as a definite shock since, you know, at this point, we hadn't heard from him in a while, and we're actually going to listen to the last score that he did release eventually, but we're going to go to another 1960s score here, and this was for a lesser film, even though it had Marlon Brando in it, and it was simply just called The Chase, and it's a different sort of feel. I mean, it definitely ties more into Barry's jazz roots more so as it sort of covers it, but I'm not going to blather on too much here, but it talks about jazz, and before I go any further, here's one of the shows that deals with jazz, but it's not the one that's after mine.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Boys, let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swill record. I must get it. What's his number?
It's a great show. Hopefully one day this will be a great show as well, too, but I be modest. So, we're going to listen to The Chase. So The Chase is a Western from 1966 or 1968, what did I write? 66. And it starred Marlon Brando at that point where he sort of lost from his 50s edge before his 70s reappearance. And featured like cast like Jane Fonda, Robert Redford in a really early role, and then Robert Duvall also in a very early function as well, too. And this score originally came out in 1966, did come out remastered in 2004, though it still sounds kind of hissy based on what we're about to hear here. But it does feature one of John Barry's little weaknesses, or one of his little preferences, and it's a favorite of the harmonica, things that you hear like in Midnight Cowboy and other films like that. But yes, from the soundtrack to The Chase, here's John Barry, and we'll start off with Saturday Night Philosopher.
Thank you.
That peppy number comes off the 2004 re-release through Columbia Legacy. But we started off with Saturday Night Philosopher, and then we heard What Did I Do Wrong, and then The Chase. And that's from the 1966 film The Chase by John Barry, recently deceased due to a heart attack at the age of 77. And, of course, the Bond films, that's how we know Mr. Barry. Of the 22 official films that were released, he scored half of them. He did 11 of them, starting off with his work with Dr. No. He basically hit all the ones in the 60s for the 1969's Honor and Majesty's Secret Service. He introduced synthesizers, and he was pretty cutting edge that way. I remember also his theme for the TV series The Persuaders has a very intense little number that way. And he basically was sort of spotty from there onwards, and I think the last one he did was The Living Daylights with Timothy Dalton. Yes, it was in 1969 that his work in, sorry, 1967, that Born Free score and song he won an Oscar for. And in 1969, it was The Lion in Winter, for which he won Best Score in the Oscars. And, of course, coming up, I guess around 8:40, 8:45 or so, we're going to listen to one of the Oscars-nominated scores, which is Hans Zimmer's work for Inception. But let's listen to two sort of orphan John Barry tracks here. And in this case, at least with this first song, it is totally orphaned because the score never was released. There's a little bit of a bootleg network that sort of trades equivalent of the score, but this one song manages to appear in a lot of compilations, and in fact it gives this compilation its name. So from Play It Again, we're gonna listen to a song from The Tamarind Seed, one of the sort of few dramas that Blake Edwards directed. And this is the only time that Blake Edwards didn't work with Henry Mancini. So here's John Barry with Play It Again. We'll be right back.
CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I shouldn't sing that. Anyways, sorry. I'm going to hide now. From the Until September soundtrack in 1984. That was John Barry there with Candlelight. And Until September shows more of John Barry's lyrical side, which came to the forefront in the 80s and 90s up until his final soundtrack that he did. And that would be for 2002's Enigma, which deals with the code-breaking machine that the English made during World War II. So it's a very appropriate fit, sort of the idea of wartime, England, all the sort of tensions that way. And of course, there's a definite spy network involved with that. John Barry always sort of fell into that little stylistic trap at points that everyone sort of associates with James Bond. But I think it's just the fact that he came up with a distinctive texture. And the way that melodies and harmonies sort of clash together is just phenomenal. But yeah, this what we're going to hear is a few cues from the more lyrical Enigma. Michael Apted had specifically hunted down John Barry. And at this point, John Barry wasn't doing much in the way of score work since he had to deal with a tear in his esophagus earlier that sort of incapacitated him for a while. And then he had some bouts of pneumonia, but he managed to come up with this. So you can find this on the Decca label. So we're going to start off with the main title to Enigma by John Barry.
Thank you. Thank you.
So from the soundtrack to the 2002 film Enigma, we start off with the main title, then we heard that long piece, The Convoy, and we just heard there was Tom Goes to Cottage. And in the background, we're listening to She Moved On. And in many ways, John Barry, born Jonathan Barry Pendergrass, moved on last night at the age of 77, survived by his children, grandchildren, and his wife, living in Oyster Bay, New York. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I think later on in March, perhaps April, I'll definitely focus a show towards all of the Bond films, all the tracks that we know of John Barry, but I figure that we need to sort of end it up a little more elegiacally. So, tribute to John Barry. Rest in peace. Anyways, coming up next, we have Inception, so stick around, stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Gak, this is Exploding Head Movies, and let's see what we can do regarding what we have here. Ah, yes. Coming up in February 23rd. Check this out.
Thursday, February 24th, get down to the Waldorf. Rockin' Robin and CITR are pleased to present three of their favorite bands. Join Sydney York in her first full band show since Olympic 2010 mittens were in fashion, and rejoice in the release of the first single off of her new album, Apocalyptic Radio Cynic. With her musical pals Beekeeper and the SSRIs in tow, you will have no choice but to shimmy, groove, sing along, or stand moodily in the corner formulating hipster critiques, even though your internal toe will be secretly and passionately tapping. This is a 19-plus event. So turn 19 before you turn up to the Waldorf on February 24th for Sydney York, Beekeeper, and the SSRIs, proudly presented by Rockin' Robin and CITR 101.9 FM.
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
De Michel Vauquer et Charles Dumont, non, je ne regrette rien. J'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer mes amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non. Rien de rien.
From 1961, there's Edith Piaf with a song in tribute to the French Foreign Legion, Non, je ne regrette rien, or No Regrets. And that song, actually, specifically the early bits of that, are the inspiration behind Hans Zimmer's Oscar-nominated score for 2010's Inception, directed by Christopher Nolan, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and a bit of irony, Marion Cotillard, who portrayed Edith Piaf in the 2007 film La Vie en Rose, and she actually did pick up an Oscar. I think she actually won it, or at least got nominated for her performance in that film. And this song is used extensively through the film as the sort of escape music, as the story involves dream thieves, people who basically put people unconscious and then enter that architecture of the mind to steal secrets, or in this case, the plant an idea. But with the main rhythm, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, composer Hans Zimmer took that and slowed it down, chopped it up, fragmented it, and basically used that, since the idea behind the dream logic that Nolan came up for Inception was the idea that when you enter a dream, your dreams go faster than they are in real life. And they actually used a whole bunch of edits, and it goes like multiple layers deep into the dreams to portray that. So what we're going to do right now is listen to several cues. Wow, ambitious as always. We're going to start off with Half-Remembered Dream, and we're just going to keep going. We started off with Half Remembered Dream, then we heard Dream is Collapsing, echoing the themes that we're hearing a little note in the background. Then we heard 528491. Unfortunately, I had to skip one of the little quieter ones, but of course, now I sort of realized maybe I should have a little bit more balance. But in the background, this is Dream Within a Dream, part of the ethos behind Inception, scored by Hans Zimmer. Definitely has more highlights or connections to his work from last year's Dark Knight, which somehow did not get nominated, despite his usual intensity. But honestly, the soundtrack work that he's done, as indicative with here, phenomenal, bar none. So that's about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. That'll lead you to midnight. And if you missed any of this week's episode, or if you want to catch up on the fill-ins I did over the weekend, just go to www.citr.ca or go to iTunes, catch up on it. God knows, I made tons of hours this month, so there's a lot of music here. So next week will be another Oscar-nominated score. I'm thinking Alexander Desplat's work for The King's Speech. But with John Barry passing, let's listen to one more cue from The Chase. Should segue nicely into The Jazz Show here. So following up this, it's John Barry with Blues for Bubber. So take care of yourselves, and let's hope for a bit more of a quieter February.
You are listening to CITR, FM and cable, 101.9. Stay tuned.